Want to have your own business but don't want to start from scratch? Franchising might be the answer you're looking for. Welcome to the Level Up with Nick Lopez Show, the show that brings you thought leaders in business, franchising, and high-performance personal development. Whether you're a buyer, seller, franchisee, franchisor, or consultant, find everything you need to know about franchising right here. Own a business without the pain and financial losses that come with creating it. Find the time, freedom, and financial independence you can have through entrepreneurship. Learn how franchising can help you get there. Listen up and get ready for another episode of The Level Up with Nick Lopez Show.
Welcome to The Level Up Show with Nick Lopez, where we get the unique opportunity to level up and learn from industry leaders in franchising, business, and high-performance personal development. Today goes without any exception. We have two all-star executives for a top finance and technology company. Welcome to the show, Christian Horn and Mitchell Nolan.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having us on, Nick.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time.
Absolutely. So let's get right into it. What does operandi mean? What does it stand for? And what do you guys do?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, when you're looking at the name operandi, you ever hear MO? What's your MO? Heard that phrase?
Oh, yeah.
So it's just like that, MO, modus operandi. The reason we settled on the name operandi is really true to the core mission of what we're looking to do in our business, which is enabling home service contractors to operate every aspect of their business and have a new operandi, a new mode of operation that is more advanced and allows them to do what they love and serve more customers.
Hmm. So what is your motive, right? Operandi. I know personally as a founder and actual partner with you guys, one of the first things I thought was operandi. You know, I even find myself now, just the name is very catchy. And, you know, I oftentimes hear clients saying, you know, why lime painting? Lime takes a little while for lime to really sink in, but once it does, really get it. I feel like your name, there's a little bit of an art to it. And, you know, I'm just curious, is there any personal attachments or any underlining meaning to it? What does the name mean and how does it have an impact on conversations with clients?
Absolutely. Yeah. So the name, again, means that MO, modus operandi. It's about enabling these contractors to operate their business in a new mode of operation that's more efficient, allows them to do what they love and help more people.
Hmm. What an important calling and mission in your business, helping specifically mainly home service companies. I'm making an assumption there, but bring tremendous value to their customers. How do you guys find that it is bringing value to franchise owners?
Yeah, so bringing value to franchise owners is something that's at the core of our business. Work very closely with those franchisees to ensure they have everything they need to succeed on the financing side, making sure that the consumer is financed. So what we like to do is kind of give them a game plan of how we like to kind of offer financing so that customer can then get the best possible product or solution, a new HVAC unit in their home or new paint on their house.
And do you find that franchise owners use your tool quite a bit?
Yeah, most definitely. So what we like to do is have the franchisees lead with financing. So every single home that they come into, they lead and open with monthly payments and low monthly payments. That way that they always give the customer an option to finance that job if that customer wants to.
And many times, is this a hard solution for a franchise partner to have, or is this something that's easily accessible?
Yeah, one of the key things that really boils down to our core as a company is everybody that started the company all comes from a home service background. You know, come from an electrician family, which did landscaping, our CEO did roofing, our COO did HVAC. The gentleman that is doing a lot of our marketing came framing houses in college. You know, we all came from that world of home services. And one of the things that we understood with that experience is that whatever solution is going to be added to a workflow needs to be simple and needs to be easy with no exception. And so the products that we've developed have come from that place of experience of that home service background, understanding the needs of contractors, because that's who we were, and making the tools that are going to be easiest to use and drive the most value for the business.
Hmm. A lot of times, technology companies, specifically a finance company, they don't necessarily have that hands-on direct experience that can really differentiate a platform, a solution, especially like this one. It sounds like there are some nuances. I would definitely assume there are some nuances that make your product really differentiated and bring a lot of value. I can see how a franchise owner immediately is going to benefit from growing their business. But can you help us on the flip side of the coin? How does it help homeowners using your platform?
Yeah, I mean, it's no secret that things are getting more expensive. Everything from the gas pump to the grocery store, everything is getting more expensive. And so when we see the expense increasing, as well as the demand for quality home services that are just harder and harder to find, there becomes a gap between what that customer might be able to pay for in cash today and what the price for what is really going to be the best investment and the best choice for them and their property is. So what we do is enable them to make low monthly payments for a solution that is going to last them a lot longer. It's going to ultimately add more value to the home and give them an end product that they're a lot more satisfied with. We do that through our partnerships with over 400 lenders that all are competing to offer that customer the most competitive rates on every transaction. So instead of a single point lender, Mitchell or I, opening our wallets to look to make that loan along our lending guidelines, we take advantage of really all the lenders out there and allow them to focus on the specific kind of loans they want to make and get customers the best, most competitive rates and most competitive options every time.
This allows that homeowner to actually be a participant in the process so that they can select the best possible loan option for them and inevitably get the best solution for their house.
Yeah, and if I'm a homeowner, I'm probably thinking, you know, this is going to be a laborious, long process. There's probably a lot of paperwork, and I'm just putting myself in the shoes of a homeowner. That's my initial concern. And I'm sure there's also concerns of just having the financing to do the project in general, right? And so the option to have the financing solves that issue. But then my next reservation is the one I was just explaining. It seems like a lot of work. And granted, I'm getting financing, I'm getting money, a means to an end, but a little bit of a pause there. We're procrastinators and we want things to be really easy. And so how do you help clients with the simplicity of your platform, of your tool?
Yeah, it's a great question. We're looking at the position that a client is in so often when they need home services of any kind, including painting. Is they're in a position where they want it to be easy and they want it to be done, and most importantly, done right, so that they're not having to buy twice and have that redone a few months later when it's all peeling off. So the psychology of the shale sift shifts dramatically when you're sitting down offering options for that customer compared to telling them, this is what you need to get, this is what you need to do, as customers so often are. And one of the key things we've focused heavily on in our process is bringing that customer into the sale, not as a target, but as a participant in the process, where they're sitting down choosing the rates and terms that are best for them. And that alleviates that pressure from the representative of the home service company, allowing them to educate that customer on what's going to be the best value for them and their property.
So being a partner, a user of the tool, I've seen firsthand the ease in which our clients can go in and set filters, right? They don't have to necessarily vet out a lot of different options and do multiple applications. What I love about the tool is that you guys immediately have very qualified options competing for that client's business based on the filters that they've set. I've found that just to be, you know, it removes so many barriers to a client saying yes. And as a result, our franchise partners are able to, you know, bring more value to clients. Why? Because that client now has more capital, right? Frankly, and they can do more and get more solutions and solve more of their problems. Yeah, that's really been tremendous. And I could be naive to this space, but is that pretty unique or is that common?
Yeah, so that's in the development of OperandiFi back in 2019. That's something we were looking to accomplish. And that was making a streamlined application process so that the customer can go in and fill out all the information and in 10 seconds, get those 400 lenders competing for their business. And that's something that is very uncommon in the industry right now. You have a lot of legacy finance companies out there that are opening up their war chest. So they want to make sure that the money that they lend is to the correct homeowner that is able to make out that loan and actually pay it back. So they do a lot more due diligence than the lenders on our platform, in the sense that the lenders on our platform are looking at, you know, the debt to income ratio data and then the credit pull score.
How are you guys noticing that you're able to help franchise owners build their businesses?
Yeah, great question. When we're looking at the data, it's very clear that companies and franchise locations that are utilizing and leading with financing and monthly payments for their customers are on average closing a total of 30% more deals and increasing the value of those deals anywhere from 20 to 35%. So not only do you close more deals because you're overcoming that barrier of cost for the customer, you're able to increase the purchasing power for that client, making each sale more valuable. And with Operandi 5, we take it even a step further. We're working off of territories and franchising. Your client, potential clients, are limited to those that can pay cash when you're in that business. By offering low monthly payments, you're able to make the most of your territory and access clients that may have otherwise been inaccessible, that other companies and other painters wouldn't have been able to access. And we make that accessible, giving you a great competitive advantage in the market.
It's really a win for all. When you're looking at the consumer, the homeowner, they're able to get the best product, maybe a slight upgrade from before because they're able to finance it. Also, the franchisee, they're increasing their ticket price and selling more, closing more. And the franchisor wins as well because it's higher revenue and more royalties for the franchisor.
Hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I can see the value, just so many different check boxes that are being hit from a client standpoint, from a franchise owner standpoint. I love what you just said with, you know, leading with a financing option. That's an incredible stat there. What was the percentage? Almost 30?
Looking at, on average, 30% more deals getting closed and the value of those sales increasing anywhere from 25 to 35%.
Wow. And clearly, because that client is able to, maybe they don't finance the whole project, but they commit to a certain aspect of the project, a certain percentage, and then, you know, they can finance the rest. I mean, is that pretty common?
Yeah, a lot of projects that they do, they usually finance the whole project. But if the consumer just wanted to finance maybe a portion of it, that's very doable. We see most of the time that they finance the whole thing.
In our world, you know, a lot of our tickets are, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 at Lime. You know, we're working for more custom high-end clients and we offer 40 services. Granted, that's not the norm, but our average ticket is $11,000. It's pretty common to have a $12,000 paint quote and $8,000 for the gutters and another $10,000 for the stamped concrete that wraps around the property and a couple more grand for all the metal and a couple more grand for the doors. And, you know, before you know it, you're at 40K, 50K. I could very much see a combination where so many times our clients do everything. They don't just do the paint or this aspect, right? There's a convenience of doing everything. But now leading with financing, it gives that client the option to, you know, pay for this project and that project up front and possibly finance something that is still a pretty sizable ticket, right? A $10,000 stamped concrete project. That in combination with a couple $1,000 projects, before you know it, it's 15, 20K financed there. And that franchise partner is able to bring a lot more value to that client. Appreciate you sharing that. What do you think are some tips? What do you find to help franchise partners communicate about your tool more effectively?
Yeah, it's a great question. We'd give a couple tips on that. First is when you're sitting down with customers, you see so often that there's a stigma around needing financing or wanting to pay with monthly payments. And so by opening the conversation around that and saying, here is what we're looking to do for you. We're looking to get this painted, have these gutters put on, you know, take care of the driveway stamping, do these doors, cost for labor, cost for materials. The price for that is X. We also accept monthly payments, credit cards, checks, cash, et cetera. And making that just another payment option for the customer gives a lot of value and opens up the opportunity for a lot of customers to do that that may not have even known that that was an option. Gives them an opportunity to get more work done that wouldn't have necessarily done in the absence of that solution, pay cash for it. So tip would be leading with that, making it part of the process, integrating it with your software. And those would be some of my top tips for being able to raise those average tickets and close more sales.
Another tip we like to say is don't say the F word. And the F word in the case is financing, because financing has a very negative connotation with that consumer, with that homeowner, because they feel less than for needing finance. So we like to say low monthly payments, so monthly payments, kind of engage them in that process and give them the option.
We have a payment option. We have a low payment option versus we offer financing.
Because that consumer fears less than they fear not like a participant when they hear financing. And so just a torn off in their head.
What an interesting piece of information. In our world, we like to say we don't want to tell clients they have problems, right? Because we're so much of our presentation is about presenting on problems and implications. Right? Your stucco is cracked. Your stamped concrete is deteriorating. Your metal is oxidizing and rusting. Telling them that this is a problem and you have a problem and here's another problem. Just one of those isms that doesn't pan out so well. So thanks for that. I mean, it seems so natural to lead with, we have a financing option, but the reality is you're getting that client to push back a little bit because I would assume that's probably a pride thing.
For sure. And, you know, seeing this certainly with our clients in the franchise space and our customers, but this is also information and data that you're very well established from sister industry, your auto finance industry, your housing industry. You're looking at other types of services and products that are being sold where a lot of that is going on monthly payments. And some really interesting data has come out around that. And it's showing that term monthly payments is the magic verbiage for having those conversations and opening those discussions with customers.
Letting them know that we have a monthly payment option as well, right?
Yes, okay. And presenting what that would be. And so when sitting down with the customer, this is the work that we're looking to take care of for you here today, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, to get this taken care of for you. We can do this at X dollars per month, or if you prefer to pay cash or check, you can do that at this price.
And something very interesting, 2018 Consumer Reports study that actually showed that there's two types of core buyers, one that looked at the price and one that looked at only the monthly payments. And it was split half and half. And the half that only looked at the monthly payments, there was half of them, so 25 to 40% of those people that when they looked at the monthly payments, they didn't even look at the actual price, the total price of the car. So you're having, in the car industry at least, about a quarter of the buyers of cars not looking at the total price. They're only focused on the monthly payment. When you can do that, you can provide that consumer, that homeowner, the best possible solution for the house or for their project at a monthly payment that they can afford.
In that monthly payment, what are the variables that make that monthly payment different for one customer versus another customer? Let's say they're both $20,000 projects. One customer is paying a higher amount, another one's paying a lower amount. What are some of those factors that go into changing up that monthly payment?
Sure. Yeah, there's three main factors. There's the primary and most important factor, which is a metric called DTI, debt to income ratio. That's how much money you make versus your obligated debts you have. Then there's credit score, which is significantly less important, debt to income ratio. And then there's terms of the loan. What kind of interest rate are we looking at? How long is this loan going to be? What kind of project are we doing here? And those three variables working together determine what that customer is going to get qualified for and what's going to be the best option for them.
So you couldn't necessarily just flat out across the board tell a client, hey, if you're at 10 grand, here's your monthly payment, 20 grand, here's your monthly payment, 30 grand. You couldn't create a chart and easily be able to reference or even as a salesperson, be in a rhythm of being able to advise a client on that. It sounds like there's a little bit more to it. There's some variables that are going to create some variation in that monthly payment. Is that correct?
You know, very close. When we're looking at the process for doing this, one of the key things that makes us unique is that we have so many lenders competing on every transaction. And so when we're sitting down and presenting to that customer, we're giving them the most live and up-to-date, right? So instead of working off a piece of paper, you can run this customer through our system in a matter of 90 seconds and have them a menu of dozens of options that are all up-to-date with the most competitive rates based on all those factors. So paper doesn't quite make as much sense. And again, because we're not setting those rates, we're partnering with the lenders that do. It's not something that we determine, and that ensures that the customer is always getting the best rates.
Wow. Yeah, that's tremendous amount of value from the customer standpoint. But yeah, a little bit more than that goes into it. It's not necessarily that straightforward. All right. Well, my gosh, I hope anybody watching is getting a tremendous amount of value and learning quite a bit. I think you can see how that experience from your team is really translating into a solution that brings franchise partners value to build their businesses, homeowners tons of value to or receive more value. I'm curious, what got you in the positions that you're in now? What are your individual journeys and what do you do for Operand iFi? What are your roles and how'd you get there?
Yeah, great question. I'll start with me. When we're looking at the journey getting into this, it was ultimately born out of a need in the industry for the simplicity. And so often tools that were being created by your traditional and typical software developers, they didn't understand the problems that home service businesses of the country face. And so it was really out of that need that it came to be that we had to do something. And so we built Operandi from that. So I came from career in private equity and payments and moved over into starting this company in 2019. And I'm chief financial officer and director of strategic initiatives now.
So CFO, and so thus the private equity background. Awesome. Have you always been in Florida?
For the most part. I've had a fair amount of travel in my life and have really enjoyed that. But Florida is the place to be. Why would you want to live anywhere else?
Why would you? I've almost fallen into that trap, Christian. But so in your private equity background, that was in Florida?
That was traveling. So we're doing crematoriums and self-storage facilities for that project. So we were rolling these up and buying them and pulling them together into one conglomerate and looking to sell it off to a larger firm that ultimately took it public.
Very interesting. And where was that company headquartered?
The company was based out of Toronto.
In Canada?
Toronto in Canada, yes.
Right on. Mitchell?
Yeah. So I actually found Palm Beach Atlantic University where I did my undergraduate at and was trying to find a school. I wanted to stay in Florida. I play golf. And I wanted to find a school I could play golf for a college team in Florida. Found PBA, loved the coach, loved the atmosphere, decided to come on down to PBA. And that's where I met Christian, the Operandi team at the church that I actually started going to in Jupiter. And he was explaining to me what he was doing in credit card processing and consumer financing with Operandi. And I said, could that work in the franchise space? I said, I'm studying franchising at Palm Beach Atlantic University with the Pettis Center of Franchising, bring that same model over to franchising where we have franchisees that are able to offer consumer financing to their consumers and their homeowners to give them the best possible solution. And from there, got together and started offering consumer financing to the franchisees.
What an innovative concept in truly becoming a top technology solution, financing that very unique option within the franchising space. I mean, I know us at Lime were newer to the platform and learning it and adopting it, but a tremendous amount of value and something that we are more and more excited about as we learn about it and continue to apply it. It's just so much opportunity. Christian, I love the stat you shared around leading with the payment option. Financing, no, start leaning toward payments, right? It's just critical. And yeah, so congratulations. And you guys have just pulled together an incredible team, your leadership team. I always enjoy hanging out and learning from you all. Just such a great cast of individuals. And we're really honored to be a partner with y'all. So you had mentioned something, Mitchell, the Titus Center for Franchising at Palm Beach Atlantic University. It's become a top program for franchising, and it's unique and innovative. There are talk about the thought leaders and individuals involved with the center, it's really incredible. And when I learned about you going there, I just was even more appreciative of who you guys are. So I wanted to give you the opportunity to talk about the Titus Center for Franchising and what is it all about and what does the program do? Who's involved with it?
Most definitely. Yep. So the Titus Center for Franchising, their mission, their goal is to educate the next generation of franchise executives. So it was started back in 2017, where Ray Titus, founder, CEO, and president of United Franchise, UFG, set out and donated the money to start a school, a center for excellence for franchising. And he did it right in his backyard at Palm Beach Atlantic University in West Palm Beach. And Dr. Hayes is the chairman and the teacher, the professor that actually teaches all the classes. Dr. Hayes has been in franchising for 40 plus years. He's written the very first book on franchising called The Franchising, The Inside Story back in the 80s. And Dr. Hayes is just a great leader, a great mentor of mine and Christian's that have really helped us in the franchising space. Dr. Hayes is just a big asset to all the students at PBA and all the students enrolled at the Titus Center. We've had about 40 graduates from the Titus Center. So the graduates of the Titus Center own a concentration in franchising. And then as well as the 40 graduates, we have about 50 to 60 enrolled in the program right now. So they're currently getting their concentration in franchising. I graduated last year, and then I'm actually working on my MBA in franchising. So Red Boswell graduated last year with his MBA in franchising, and that's what I'm working on next.
Yeah, Red was just on the show, on the Level Up show, and just a talented individual, clearly a thought leader, a creative mind in franchising. As I mentioned, the Titus Center is just, you know, building so much appreciation in franchising. It's truly unique. There is a limited amount of programs from an academic standpoint that offer franchising education, and it's traditionally been through really the International Franchise Association or consultants and mentors, advisors. And so to have an academic approach, I'm going to consider that MBA. That I'm a little bit of a book nerd from time to time. It's just the time piece that it requires. But yeah, so appreciate you sharing a little bit about that. And I had no idea they offered an MBA. How neat is that? And actually, random fact, Dr. Hayes, he has a book, 12 Amazing Franchise Opportunities, you know, one of the many books that he's authored. And when I was just starting my franchising career, we were one of those 12 amazing opportunities that he featured, and I was just very humbled by it. And I actually first met him at the Javits Center in New York. It was a franchise conference, and it was shortly after he had published us in his book. And so I was able to go on a show and get interviewed. That's the first interview I've ever done. Yeah, just an amazing individual with a great heart and passion for franchising. To know that you studied and are mentored by him, I just have that much more appreciation for our partnership and your guys' talent. And so I appreciate you guys sharing your story and a little bit more about the solution and how it brings value to customers and franchise owners. So I figured there'd be no better way to wrap up than just talk about why do you guys love the franchise model?
It's a great question. I'll take a crack at it. When we're looking at small businesses in America, the failure rate? What's the failure rate, Nick?
In just startup businesses as a whole?
Startup small businesses in the United States.
Oh my gosh. So 80% fail in their first 4 years. And the reward for surviving those first 4 years is that the next 4 years, 80% fail. So yeah, from a startup standpoint, it is a very competitive landscape and consumers don't care. If you're starting up without a playbook or a process, a model to follow, you have to figure it out. And that's what makes that failure rate a reality, the pain and resources that go into competing and learning to build a model that's competitive.
Exactly right. We talked about this one of the first times we met, and that failure rate being so high, not just the first 4 years, you come to the end of that and then even more failure. And it is so difficult to go through that as a business. And so what I love about franchising is you get the expertise and the insight and the playbook from people that have been there, done that. So you don't have to make the same mistakes. And the proof is in the pudding in that nothing, no system has created more wealth and success for small business owners than franchising has in the last 50 years. And seeing that success and seeing that growth, allowing people to go and pursue their dreams is so inspiring to me. Get amped up every time I talk with these franchisees and see them crushing it. And I'm so glad to be a part of the community and seeing that growth and development happen.
And for me, the individuals in franchising are really spectacular. So everybody you see at a conference, individuals are top-notch people. And that's something I enjoy being around is individuals that really care for their franchisees and care for consumers that they affect. Then on top of that, there's a wealth creation exists between the franchisor and the franchisee. The franchisor creates these systems and allows these franchisees to buy into these systems and able to take an individual that doesn't know anything about painting or doesn't know anything about the roofing industry and now allows them to be an expert in that industry with these systems and create a business that will provide wealth for their family and create a lifelong dream of theirs.
Oh, well said. Oh my gosh. One thing that I've appreciated about being a partner of Operand iFi is that you guys take that to heart. And one of the focuses for us when we partner with anybody is, are they capable of supporting our owners and properly onboarding them? It's more than just having access to franchise owners to do business with. That onboarding process and the ongoing support is so important in being a franchise partner, because every business owner is just that, an independent business owner with individual questions and concerns and needs. So I've appreciated that about the way that you guys go about supporting us. And so just if you wouldn't mind sharing with our audience, if anybody's interested in getting a hold of you, learning more, how can they do that?
Yep. They can go to Operandi, OperandiFi.com. From there, they can get some more information about our solution, our technology, our products, as well as contact us and get their business into gear.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you two sharing your knowledge, your expertise in this space, helping our audience level up. So thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having us, Nick. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Nick. Oh, yeah. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. So if you're watching and you like this video, please like it. But more importantly, contribute to the conversation. Maybe you have some questions. You're interested in how to better present or understand different aspects of the platform, or you're just genuinely appreciative of individuals that are really bringing a lot of value, please contribute to the conversation. And if you just are interested in continuing to follow along with the Level Up show, please subscribe. And as always, level up.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Level Up with Nick Lopez show. Remember, it's never too late to get started on your entrepreneurial journey. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share if you enjoyed today's segment. Catch us again next week and visit limepainting.com for more of the Level Up with Nick Lopez show.